The Angel of Proclaims God's Last Message, November 29. And he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. The message of proclaiming that the hour of God's judgment is come, is given in the time of the end. The angel of is represented as having one foot on the sea and one foot on the land, showing that the message will be carried to distant lands, the ocean will be crossed, and the islands of the sea will hear the proclamation of the last message of warning to our world. That there should be time no longer. This message announces the end of the prophetic periods. The disappointment of those who expected to see our Lord in 1844 was indeed bitter to those who had so ardently looked for his appearing. It was in the Lord's order that this disappointment should come, and that heart should be revealed. Not one cloud has fallen upon the church that God has not prepared for, not one opposing force has risen to counterwork the work of God that he has not foreseen. All has taken place as he has predicted through his prophets. He has not left his church forsaken in darkness, but has traced in prophetic declarations what would occur, and through his providence, acting in its appointed place in the world's history, he has brought about that which his Holy Spirit inspired the prophets to foretell. All his purposes will be fulfilled and established. His law is linked with his throne, and satanic agencies combined with human agencies cannot destroy it. Truth is inspired and guarded by God, it will live, and will succeed, although it may appear at times to be overshadowed. The gospel of Christ is the law exemplified in character. The deceptions practiced against it, every device for vindicating falsehood, every error forged by satanic agencies, will eventually be eternally broken, and the triumph of truth will be like the appearing of the sun at noonday. The Son of Righteousness shall shine forth with healing in his wings, and the whole earth shall be filled with his glory. All that God has in prophetic history specified to be fulfilled in the past has been, and all that is yet to come in its order will be. Daniel, God's prophet, stands in his place. John stands in his place. In the Revelation, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has opened to the students of prophecy the book of Daniel, and thus is Daniel standing in his place. He bears his testimony, that which the Lord revealed to him in vision, of the great and solemn events that we must know as we stand on the very threshold of their fulfillment.